Money, Money, Money by Ed McBain. Read by Garrick Hagen. The city in these pages is imaginary. The people, the places are all fictitious. Only the police routine is based on established investigatory technique. Chapter 1. The two men on the narrow dirt strip were both wearing white cotton pants and shirts. They stood beside the Piper Warrior 3 in broad daylight, waiting for Cass to hand over the locked aluminum suitcase. She gave it to the larger of the two men and watched as they walked to a dark blue Mercedes-Benz glistening in the sun alongside the cornfield. The doors on either side slammed shut into the stillness, and then there was only the sound of insects racketing in the scraggly woods nearby. Today was Pearl Harbor Day, the 7th of December, though it didn't much feel like it here in Guanajuato, Mexico. Cass stood beside the airplane, sweating in the afternoon heat. She assumed there was money in the aluminum suitcase. She further assumed they were counting it over there in the bends. She guessed that the cargo they'd be turning over in exchange for the money would be dope, either heroin or cocaine. She didn't care much either way. She stood in the shade of a spindly eucalyptus for almost 40 minutes. At last, the two men came out of the bends and handed the aluminum suitcase back to her. The one with the mustache was grinning. He handed her a long white business envelope with a rubber band around it. The other one watched solemnly, expectantly.
"Open it, por favor," the one with the mustache said.
She slipped the rubber band over her wrist, opened the envelope. There was a whole bunch of $100 bills.